Hey, what's going on, Kathy? I'm really thrilled to have you on today.
Well, thank you. It's wonderful to talk with you. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Forbes magazine has given our next guest the title of supermodel, super mogul. She's graced the cover on the number one selling Sports Illustrated issue of all time. And by the way, she can kick a football farther than you can. If you've seen Necessary Roughness, you know it. She is Kathy Ireland. Kathy, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you, Gentry. Wonderful to be with you.
How many times do people bring up that movie from, I think, the late 80s, 90s? It had a great cast, too, by the way. You had Robert Loggia, who's in that, Jason Bateman. I think a young Rob Schneider was like the announcer. Do many people bring that movie up to you, or am I just the one weird guy that, like, for whatever reason, loved that movie?
No, I mean, so and such a great cast, Sinbad, Scott Bakula, Hector Elizondo, I mean, just incredible. And then we had the professional football players, but they put me in football camp for 2 months. I did have a stunt double, but I did learn how to kick a 30-yard field goal. So that was wonderful. And then today, serving on the board of the NFL Players, Inc. What a joy. I have so much respect for athletes. It's hard work.
Let's talk about what you've been working on, which, by the way, when I saw this book and the topic that you're tackling, I thought to myself, yes, Kathy, the timing is so right. Obviously, this book wasn't written overnight, but with the recent headlines of Harvey Weinstein, Jeffrey Epstein, the R. Kellys of the world, I think there couldn't have been a better time to put this book out. It's called Fashion Jungle. It's coming out January 28th, 2020. Can you give us some background on the title, Fashion Jungle, and how long have you been waiting to tell this story, Kathy?
Oh, Gentry, these stories, it's fiction. It's based on real-life events that happened in my life when I worked as a young model in that industry, as well as roommates and women that I worked with, people that I knew, guys and girls. And the finished product in modeling, it's a glamorous, retouched, glossy image, but the underbelly of that industry, it's dangerous, it's disturbing. There's wonderful parts of it too, of course, but there's also some gnarly things that happen. I mean, the human trafficking, drugs, murder, it's a cautionary tale. And, you know, yes, you mentioned the Me Too movement. And long before that, these just things have been taking place. And whether you work in the fashion industry, the world of agriculture, business, whatever it may be, there's always opportunity for exploitation. People need to understand their value and have boundaries in place to protect them.
Did you ever meet Jeffrey Epstein?
No, I did not.
Did any of your modeling friends ever go to any of these extravagant parties? And I feel like he is kind of the face, at least at this point, to the public, as we're starting to hear these stories of sex trafficking with these models. Were you familiar with him as you were an aspiring, young, brilliant, intelligent, beautiful model coming up in the time that you were?
Well, I mean, tragically, there are many people like him all over the place. I mean, I remember being met at, I was traveling to Milan, a teenager, and I show up at my hotel room and there's this man in the lobby. He knew my name. And it was like, who are you? And he's like, come on, we're going to my villa. It's like, your villa? I'm supposed to check into the hotel. It's like, no. And I later learned from other girls that these guys called themselves playboys. They weren't playboys. They were predators. They would take girls to their villas. They would give you these lavish meals with maybe there'd be a ruby ring as a napkin holder. They quickly get you addicted to drugs and then start pimping you off. And then when you're no longer profitable in the sex slave trade, people are frequently sold into forced labor. So it's just tragic. So while I didn't meet Jeffrey Epstein himself, there are many Jeffrey Epsteins all over the place.
So you know of your own dirty scoundrels. This is real hard for, I think, people like myself and a lot of us to even fathom that people have this moral compass where they're willing to disrespect women. Now, don't get me wrong, Kathy Ireland, knowing, you know, and seeing you on the cover of Sports Illustrated, you are a beautiful woman. We are red-blooded men. You know, we get excited. But I think there is that line in the sand that you have to draw from a moral standpoint and a respect standpoint. But It sounds to me like that line was pretty vague back in the day. And what do you think, Kathy, was the pivot moment? I know this Me Too movement, but what was it that actually made people not afraid to start talking about this? It's just hard for me to fathom that these situations can be pushed under the rug for so long.
Oh, it's heartbreaking. And there were times when I slugged a photographer. And when you cross that line with me, you have to have your boundaries. And if somebody crosses it, you got to get out of there. Whatever. I mean, I'm not a violent person, but you just do what it takes to get away. I walked off many jobs and reported photographers to my agency. And not all of the agents were acting in ethics, tragically. There are many people who work in that industry who also work alongside, you know, maybe the girl isn't going to be profitable, so they can make money another way. Today I would have gone to the police, recognizing that what people were doing was illegal. I knew it was wrong, but I didn't recognize it was illegal. So as far as your answer to the Me Too movement, I'm grateful that that people are speaking out, and it is making a difference. Every time there's an accusation, there is a predator and there is a victim. We don't know who's who until we have all the truth and all the facts, and I've seen it go both ways.
Her new book, it's her first novel, Fashion Jungle. It's coming out January 28th, 2020. She's teamed up with New York Times bestselling author Rachel Van Dyken for this one. It's called Fashion Jungle. It is loosely based on your life, but yet I assume a lot of the topics that are brought up in the forefront is the truth. How much of this book is fiction as opposed to how much of it is actual things that you went through personally or someone that you know is factual that someone went through?
You know, it's everything that happens in Fashion Jungle are incidents that truly do happen. The characters, it's about a tribe of four girls who all different backgrounds and their experience in the fashion jungle. And it's a composite of many different people. Some is myself and some is roommates, people I worked with. They are a composite, but it's fiction based on real life events.
We're talking with Kathy Ireland. I know there's two sides to every story, Kathy, and I'm not saying that a lot of these guys are not scumbags, but I also am in the belief of it takes two to tango in some situations. Have you come across any instances where maybe the woman is leading this guy on and then he goes to close the deal, all of a sudden she gets offended, and this ends up becoming a situation where she didn't get what she wants, he didn't get what he wants, and now you have two vindictive people. Is this a problem, and how are these situations being handled? Because there is that fine line of you're going up to a man's hotel room, it's late, we've both had a couple of drinks, I think you know what time it is. Does that seem to happen a lot, or your thoughts on the flip side of the story?
Well, yes, and as I shared, every time there's an accusation, there's a predator and a victim. And we cannot know who is who until we have all the truth and all the facts. And I've seen people exploited horribly. I've seen innocent people accused. And it's just tragic. But there always is a victim when there's that accusation. We just don't know who the victim is.
And what is your end goal with the book? If it's just to get this story out there, or are you hoping to continue this Me Too movement? What is the what's the goal with the release of your first novel, Fashion Jungle?
The goal is that it would open eyes of people everywhere. No matter what industry you work in, there's opportunity for exploitation. Know your value, have boundaries in place to keep you protected, and know that no job is worth compromising your values over. So stand firm, know what you believe, have conviction, and be prepared to walk away.
Kathy Ireland, super proud of you. You've been kicking ass. I mean, I don't know if people realize this, but you're an actress, a model, you write books, you've been a fitness role model as well, a sex symbol. What is next for Kathy? Is there anything else out there that you want to try to accomplish? Because you still have plenty of life to live. You're still a fairly young woman. And smoking hot still, by the way, with all the respect in the world when I say that, by the way, Kathy Ireland. What's next for the beautiful Kathy Ireland?
Well, thank you so much. so much. I so appreciate your kindness. We're celebrating the 27th year of our company, of our brand this year. And philanthropy is a passion of ours. I serve as ambassador for the Elizabeth Taylor AIDS Foundation. Elizabeth, not only a mentor, but family, just an incredible inspiration. I serve as the International Youth Ambassador for the National Pediatric Cancer Foundation. The vision of our company is teach, inspire, empower, make our world better. So for all of the products that our team designs and markets, from diamonds to fashion, to our work in fintech and real estate, we're continuing to grow. Even though it's 27 years, it feels like we're a baby brand. We're just getting started.
Kathy Ireland, you're one of the tough ones out there. Thank you so much for your time, and best of luck in everything that you do. Thank you.
Thank you, Gentry.